We're joined this morning with Mary Beth Knapp from the Humane Society of York County. Good morning, Mary Beth.
Good morning, and happy Tuesday to you today.
Happy Tuesday to you as well. We do have a four-day weekend, but the animals, they don't get a vacation. We still need to take care of them.
Exactly. It is a everyday, 7 days a week experience at the Humane Society of York County. Absolutely.
That's wonderful. Well, we want to hear all about it. We know I got to see you on CN2. You talked about your kitties.
Yay.
That are part of our opportunity to adopt. We're still sort of holding off on the dog adoption.
Well, no, we are open. Yay.
Oh, it's
all right.
Isn't that great news?
Yes.
We are the ban on adoption for dogs are lifted. There's there's a couple of them that are still being under some observation, but
okay.
Everyone is healthy. Yay.
Oh, that's fantastic news. I was so worried about them.
Oh, gosh. I can't tell you. I've been losing sleep.
Oh.
Because, you know, you just never want any sickness to go on. So thank goodness. Yay.
Good. We do.
You know, this is an interesting time of the year, and I wanted to do a little public announcement for the season.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So the heat's on, obviously. We're all sweating already. And
I am.
Oh, my gosh. Isn't it true? It's like all of a sudden the coolness went away. Immediately the heat's on.
Yes.
And if it's too hot for you, it's too hot for your pets.
Mm.
So in the county, some of the regulations is you have to have enough water, you have to have some covering for your pets. But we challenge you to go one step further. Take your pets inside the house.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Let them have some air conditioning because it's too darn hot. Also, 'tis a season for fireworks. And, you know, keep in mind, I know it may look really awesome fun for us, but to a dog's ear, it sounds like the biggest explosion ever, as well as a cat's ear. So bring them in, have some calming music. You know, put them in a nice, calm room and give them some reassurance because they need it.
My dog is so scared. One little rumble, he's like, oop, I'm back on the porch.
Isn't that the truth?
Exact same thing.
My won't go potty outside.
No.
Nah.
They hold it all night.
Yeah.
Bless them.
I know. So, yeah, bring them in.
That's the hope anyway, Freddie.
That's what they do. That's what I believe.
And Mary Beth, growing up on the farm, we used to hose our animals down.
Just
cool off. Now, they didn't love it, but, they just wanted to get the dirt back on them. But at that moment, it probably really was nice as can be.
A little calming.
Absolutely. And then they roll in mud to keep it the coolness factor.
Yeah, that's it.
Absolutely. And, you know, put an identification on your pet.
Okay.
Microchips are awesome because accidents do happen. They can run off. And, of course, if you want your pet back, which we all, oh, my gosh, that would just break my heart. So make sure your babies are safe for this season.
What is the cost for a chip? What can that run?
You know, for us, it's different, obviously, for a rescue. When you go to a vet, it can be anywhere from, you know, $35 to $75,
that's reasonable.
I think.
Mm-hmm.
That's just kind of an estimate. But there are microchip clinics going on all the time.
Okay.
So just keep your eyes open and get it done for, you know, $15-$20. Take advantage of that because that's the time to do it. And then, of course, we have our kitty season is here.
Yay!
Oh, my gosh.
They're babies.
Are they precious? I just gave you a scattering of looks. And, of course, we have every color, oh, my goodness. Just so spectacular. It's not funny. But we have 38 in waiting. And we have been turning people away. So the quicker we get adopted into their forever homes, I might add.
More space for new ones.
Exactly.
I love Teensy. I love that color, that brindle or something. I don't know what that is.
Isn't that beautiful? The muted calico.
Muted calico.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Beautiful.
Oh, I like Jax, too. I just like that name. That's cool.
He has accessorized
himself.
Yeah.
Look at him.
There.
That is his personality. He was just like, oh, yeah, let's just have fun.
You on those glasses.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. That's my glasses he was eating there. Anyway, I wanted to also then kick off the dogs, canines of the week, because we have not been talking about them for weeks.
Yes.
Oh, you've been waiting.
I am dying to talk about Zoe. Zoe is a sweet spayed puppy of 7 months, and she's a good-sized puppy, so we expect her to be a large dog. She was recently adopted and brought back, and of course she was brought back because she was a puppy.
Aww.
She acted too much like a puppy.
People don't understand.
Yes.
No, and I can't even tell you how much we put into trying to talk people out of puppies.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, you think you'd go, oh my God, take it, go. No, mm-hmm. We really want them to take on the responsibility because it's 2 years of a struggle, but it's the best 2 years as well.
Sure, yeah.
You know, it's awesome. So this baby girl, she is fun. She is smart. She likes other dogs. She can play a little rough with other dogs, but she loves them. And when I mean rough, I just mean her weights being thrown around. She also is, she's full of spit and vinegar, and I like that.
Oh, okay.
That normally grabs me, and I normally have a house full of those, so there you go. She's friendly with people. She loves toddlers. She's looking at them a little differently because they're like, little people right at my face. But she also is interested in finding out more about them. So come in, meet this absolutely beautiful dog.
She's cute. Yeah, she's very pretty.
And get her in tow home as soon as possible.
All right.
And then Anna Lee. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my gosh. Look at her.
You know, it's interesting. People come in and, you know, we have to ask about whether they have restrictions at their apartment or home. And she is definitely appears to be an American Staffordshire Terrier. But this girl, boy, I'll tell you what, she came first from Animal Control's kill list.
Oh,
she has heartworm.
You saved her.
She was sick. She was just, you know, limping along, and now she's coming back. And she's about 4 years old, and she is the most gentle soul. Oh. You could see her walk in, and you're like, oh, she just calms
she
you.
She calms you just by being there.
Oh, my gosh. And to have the name just cause people to go, oh, no, we can't do that. We challenge people to fight that because this little girl loves her little tushy rubbed. She is just the sweetest thing ever. So aww. Come and ask about Anna Lee because she won't disappoint at all.
Love Anna Lee. I love her little collar, whatever that little skirt thingy is.
Oh, I know.
It's like
it
a tutu.
It reminds me of a couple different things.
There you go. So, hey, what's going on this Saturday? This is a really neat thing.
Isn't it fun?
Yeah, I like this.
Come stretch with us, do some yoga. You can get your tickets because we only have a few spots, but get your tickets, $20, and you can stretch with our Kidder Cats. We'll let the Kidder Cats walk about and maybe climb on you as you do your downward dog.
No doubt.
And then, of course, TikTok. June is almost here. Oh, my goodness. And Pause for Life celebration is on. So secure your tickets. Get involved. We're still looking for some awesome auction items. They're coming in, which is exciting and fun.
Okay.
And we will start some pre-bidding next week, so stay tuned for that, and that will be an awesome time to start raising some funds for the babies.
Because this is where you get your funds from, right? Like, there's no other money coming in.
Well, you know, we are an independent nonprofit. That's a great thing. Looks like, thank you for bringing that up. We're an independent nonprofit, which means we have to make our own money. We have generous donors, which is fabulous. We have some very minimal grants, which are inconsistent, but our adoptions, our donations, our fundraising events, really, that's where we get our funds. And so people get involved, donate items so we can offset our expenses and come out and have some great fun for the animals. It's doing it for them. Mm-hmm. And, oh, my goodness, this is going towards our medical fund, which is hugely impacted this year.
No doubt.
Yeah, huge.
With
all
this illness that you've been dealing with at the shelter.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. And, you know, it's like we said, it's a community impact, the illness. So it's not just us, but we didn't want to shut the doors. And now, thank God, they're open because we want to save more animals. It's been killing all of us. And then you guys have been hearing, you know, Stephen Cooley did this month-long event for us. So in honor of that, it's just ending up tomorrow, I think, is the last day. And so we have a... In honor, we have a beautiful dog that came in from our animal control, and his name is now Cooley.
Aw,
that's
neat.
Isn't
he not the cutest
thing
ever?
Yeah, he is, Cooley.
So let's try to find Cooley. And of course, we've got a better professional picture coming this coming week, but he will be talked about and promoted in honor of their efforts.
Well, we want to know what your final tally is when you finally get the time after May is over.
Oh, our fingers are crossed on that. I'll tell you what, that was a wonderful venture for them to do for us. $5 a head is huge. So thank you, Stephen Cooler. That was wonderful.
Absolutely.
And of course, we have constant needs: litter, wet kitty food, bleach. So if you're out and about today shopping, pick up one of those things and drop it off for us. We are open 7 days a week. Just check when we have holiday.
It's HumaneSocietyOfYorkCounty.org. Mary Beth Knapp, you're fantastic for all you do for
those
animals.
Oh, thank you, guys. Thank you for sharing the news because this helps so much.
We want these babies to be adopted, have forever homes.
Exactly. Thank you for helping promote.
Thanks. And sounds good. We'll call you 803-802-0902. It's over there in Regent Park. We'll go over to the Humane Society. Mary Beth Knapp, you're fantastic. Thank you.